讲课超有趣，声音超好听，发音超地道，熊叔带你轻松搞定口语。微信搜索公众号熊叔英语，关注后回复老友记下载五个字，在电脑端打开并用迅雷下载，获取老友记全部资源。Hello everyone and welcome to 熊叔聊口语。今天我们继续来聊老友记的第一季第十集。在这一天呢， Phoebe 的科学家男朋友 David 要去 Minsk， 但是他很纠结啊，因为他很喜欢 Phoebe， 但同时他也很喜欢这份工作。那他该做如何选择呢？那在面对他做选择的时候，我们神奇的 Phoebe 又是怎样的反应呢？来，我们先一起听一遍原声。
Are you alright?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine.
You're going to Minsk?
No, I'm not going to Minsk.
Oh, you are so going to Minsk. You belong in Minsk. You can't stay here just because of me.
Well, yes, I can. Because if I go, it means I have to break up with you, and I can't break up with you.
Oh, yes, 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 you can. Just say, Phoebe, I love you.But my work is my life, and that's what I have to do right now. And I say, your work? Your work? How can you say that? And then you say, it's tearing me apart, but I have no choice. Can't you understand that? And I say, no, no, I can't understand that.
Ow.
Oh, sorry. And then you put your arms around me. And then you put your arms around
me. Oh.
And then you tell me that you love me and you'll never forget me.
I'll never forget you.
And then you say that it's almost midnight and you have to go because you don't want to start the new year with me if you can't finish it. I'm gonna miss you, you scientist guy.
哎呀，在很多影视剧里，这个选择爱情还是事业呢，都是一个永恒的难题。这是在一个聚会上啊， Phoebe 发现 David 突然间愣住了，问他 Are you alright? Yeah, I'm fine, I'm fine. 哎，大家会发现这个时候 David 说 I'm fine。我们从小到大学英语呢，都是 How are you? Fine, thank you 啊，动不动就 Fine, thank you。其实这个 fine 呢，并不是如此乱用的，你把这个 fine 都用得通货膨胀了。实际上呢，这个 fine 更多的是表示我没事儿，我挺好啊，没事儿。比如说你在熊叔旁边，然后熊叔呢啊秋啊秋，然后这个时候你需要问一句，哎 ，Uncle Bear, are you okay？ 那这个时候呢，熊叔会说啊 ，I'm fine, don't worry。所以啊，不要滥用 I'm fine。然后 Phoebe 说 ，You're going to Minsk， 那个 Minsk 就是他需要去做他那份工作的，他所热爱的工作的地方。然后 David 呢说 ，No, I'm not going to Minsk。狡辩。Phoebe 说 Oh, you're so going to Minsk. 这个 so 放在这里表示加强语气。You belong in Minsk. You can't stay here just because of me. 哎，如果是你深爱的一个男人需要去另外一个国家，另外一个城市工作，你会选择让他留在你身边，还是选择放他走呢？ Phoebe 的选择挺让人动容的。然后 David 说 Yes, I can, because if I go, it means I have to break up with you. Break up with you, 啊，是跟你分手。And I can't break up with you, 不能跟你分手。然后 Phoebe 说 Yes, 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 you can, 像奥巴马一样 Yes, you can. Just say, Phoebe, I love you, but my work is my life, and that's what I have to do right now. Phoebe, 帮他说话、哎、我们都知道 scientists 可能在语言表达上并不是那么的利索、啊、然后他继续一个人演戏、啊、And I say, your work, how can you say that?And then you say, it's tearing me apart, but I have no choice. Can't you understand that? 这里的 tear me apart, 把我撕碎了那种感觉，心都撕裂了。And I say, no, no, I can't understand that. 这是 Phoebe 一个人把对方的角色都演过来了啊，非常有意思啊。然后如果你能看视频的话呢，这会儿 Phoebe 用手拍了一下 David, 然后 David, ow, 假装疼了一下。Phoebe 就说 oh, sorry, and then you put your arms around me.哎，把你的双手环绕着我啊，就是拥抱过来。然后菲比惊讶地发现 David 就在那里听着，所以呢，菲比又说了一句 ，And then you put your arms around me 啊，提示一下哦 ，and then you tell me that you love me and you will never forget me 啊，不会忘记我。 David 这回接话茬说 I'll never forget you, 肯定不会忘了你的。然后 Phoebe 说 And then you say that it's almost midnight and you have to go because you don't want to start the new year with me if you can't finish it. 已经是半夜了，我要走了。如果你不能陪着我度过明年的话，就不要在这里跟我一起等待明年的到来了。I'm gonna miss you, you scientist guy.好，我们看这段对话呢， Phoebe 是把 David 该说的话都自己一个人演完了，因为他知道 David 语言表达能力真的很欠缺，他也不知道该如何开口跟 Phoebe 说我想去 Minsk， 我会选择那份工作，所以 Phoebe 心真的很大。从这一个角度上来看，熊叔觉得在爱情当中 Phoebe 是一个非常伟大的形象，尤其是这样一个人把两个人的话都说完，需要更大的勇气。好了，来看一下今天的重点表达。 Number one, belong in 表示适合于或者应该在，比如说分手的时候就可以说这么一句话， We belong in different worlds, we shouldn't be together. 我们彼此不属于同一个世界，我们来自不同的世界，我们不应该在一起，就是我们不一样不一样不一样。来， Number two, break up with 与谁谁谁分手，其实就是上一个例句中的 We shouldn't be together。来看例句， Why are you so upset?、哎、你为什么看上去那么阴沉？然后他说 I just broke up with my girlfriend. 注意 break up with 过去是 broke up with. Number three, tear someone apart. Tear somebody apart, 让某人痛苦、啊、就那种撕裂的感觉。This breakup has torn me apart. 要注意它的过去式是 tore, 过去分词 torn.这里的 breakup 很明显啊，就是前面 breakup with 与谁谁谁分手的名词形式分手。 This breakup has torn me apart。 好，最后来看一下重点发音解析，今天我们就重点敲一下这个 tear 这个词呢、它有很多的意思，首先它是我们文章中的让某人痛苦撕裂，另外呢它还有一个意思啊，就是你在哭的时候会有眼泪出来，对不对？眼泪呢也是这个词，但这个时候发音变了，读成了 tear tear， 我们的眼泪。英语中呢有很多、啊、这种一词多义并且多音的现象，这个叫同形异义词，所以在发音的时候要注意它在句子当中是什么意思啊。一般这个发音的不同呢会伴随着词性的变化，比如说 record， 那动词呢是 record， 录音啊，名词就是 record 等等啊，这里有很多，那在平时的学习过程当中注意积累。好了，下面来跟着熊叔我们一起把今天学过的对话慢速大声朗读。 Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, I'm fine.
You're going to Minsk?
No, I'm not going to Minsk.
Oh, you're so going to Minsk.
You belong in Minsk.
You can't stay here just because of me.
Yes, I can, because if I go, it means I have to break up with you, and I can't break up with you.
Oh, yes, 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 you can.
Just say, Phoebe, I love you, but my work is my life, and that's what I have to do right now.
And I say, your work, your work? How can you say that?
And then you say, it's tearing me apart, but I have no choice.Can't you understand that?
And I say, no, no, I can't understand that.
Ow.
Oh, sorry. And then you put your arms around me.
And then you put your arms around me.
And then you tell me that you love me and you will never forget me.
I'll never forget you.
And then you say that it's almost midnight and you have to go because you don't want to start the new year with me if you can't finish it.
I'm gonna miss you, you scientist guy.
感谢收听熊叔聊口语之老友记，我是熊叔。微信搜索公众号熊叔英语，并且回复老友记下载，即可获取全部老友记实际资源。That's all for today. Thank you and see you tomorrow.